Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Blog Talk Horse Thursday. I'm Cindy Schellenberg, one of your co-hosts. And our normal fabulous co-host is actually taking some well-deserved time off. So perhaps she'll call in, but actually I hope she doesn't so she can enjoy her, you know, the time up in beautiful Montana. And so I just want to remind everybody that when we talk on Blog Talk and we share experiences or testimonials, and I do hope there'll be some people that call in to do that, that we don't mention medications or medications by name, or diseases or conditions. We try and avoid that for compliance purposes. So with that, I see that nobody's yet raising their hand. I do hope that we'll have some people that can share some things with us. And I have a lot of different topics to talk about today. Again, we're talking about horses. From a medical standpoint, but from behavioral performance standpoint. And we're talking about riders, too, because we know that both horses and riders need Beamer therapy. And there are some things to comment about today, because August 1st, we know that, first off, that we have price changes that are effective today. You'll see them. They're already in your shop. And so that means now, just for those of you who might not have tuned into this yet, the fact that the new Beamer horse set price is now $5,590, and the neck applicator is $2,890. Those are U.S. dollars. I don't have the Canadian sitting here in front of me. And the neck applicator, the new price is $2,890, again, U.S. dollars. So want everybody to be aware of that. And there's also something that's kind of exciting that you might not, because we haven't talked about it on any of the IBD calls so far, and you probably will hear more about it from your from your managers or your upline, and you'll see, I'm sure they're going to publish some stuff online. But if you go into your Beamer shop and you look and see now that we have four options on the human side. Remember, every rider, every horse has a rider or owner and somebody that definitely needs Beamer. And so we have, it's kind of cool, the choices that we have. There's four choices now on the human side with the Evo. So the new price for what we've been used to is the premium Evo. The new price is $5,890. But there's a new choice, and we're bringing back the terminology classic, if you will. And so there's two choices for the classic, and that is the old price point, $5,490. And you can choose to either get the classic set that has the B bed, or you can choose the classic set with the B body only. And then the basic set that we got used to for up until the end of June, that is back, and that's priced at $4,590. You can see those in your shop.
And so for all of you that may have been talking to people up until now about the price changes, maybe one of these new options is one that still will work for them. So I encourage you to kind of check that out. Also, I'm hoping that you have heard the CBSNews.com video that is pertinent to Beamer for our section, and know that that went live yesterday, and hopefully you were on the call about that. So just things, different tools for you to be able to use. Let's see, nobody's raising their hands. So in conjunction with new tools, also in your back office distributor library, if you go under the equine product section, there's something that you might not have noticed, that there's two brochures. Some people love brochures to be able to print out, like if you're going to an event or you want to have something hard copy. There's a short one and a long one. The short one is called The Horse World is Excited, and the longer one is for prospects for the Beamer Horse line, and so it's a number of pages. It looks like it might be kind of expensive to print, but perhaps you could send it. Also, you could download it and be able to send it, through your email. So I wanted to point out that those are now out there and available. We also have, hopefully some of you were on the international call that was yesterday, and it was part of what the European headquarters, what they do is they promote a sales quarterly IBD panel. And yesterday's discussion was all about success and promotion of the horse line. And so they had three different guests that were kind of interviewed for their kind of story and how they got where they are and what they do to be in the top sellers for the horse set. And one was a German woman living in Spain who used to be a teacher and was looking for additional income, and now she's full-time doing the horse set. She has horses. She's in the horse world, and she was, you know, really passionate about what she does. Another woman was Tina Jensen, who's Danish, and she comes from kind of a biochemical scientific background, but she's an equine body worker. And again, she came to this because of being able to rescue a horse that I think was hers. And so, she does this in conjunction with her work very nicely. And the third was very proud representing North America was our Canadian expert, Hannah Taylor, who's also an equine osteopath. For those of you that have taken the Equine Academy, you know that Hannah is one of our wonderful instructors for that. And her interview was cut short by the weather in Canada, but she did go through kind of her personal story. I do hope that they will make recordings from this available, but I'm not sure about that. It's something that, it's a sales kind of a call, and this one just happened to be on the horse set. But it was very interesting to hear these women's different experiences and what they do, you know, in different countries, and it's not terribly different, certainly, from what we do here. And in conjunction with that, they told us a little bit about, you know, sales numbers and things like that. And so they recognized the top 9 global sellers from this year of 2024. So just, 7 months, or not quite 7 months. And it's pretty cool. Out of the top 9 people, 4 of them are from the U.S. That's going to be Amy Robb and Ian Robb. Gee, there's a connection there. Curtis Sterner, Rhonda Melton, and the number one in the world for Beamer is Christine Nagy, who is just, she's an amazing competitor herself, and she does a lot of events, and it's just pretty exciting to say so far in this, and I'm sure that this number has gone up because of the price changes, you know, what's happened in the last couple of crazy days. But at least so far, it's showing that she's sold 32 horse sets. That doesn't count whatever the human ones are. This is just horse sets. So it's, you know, that's pretty amazing. And I just want to, you know, say congratulations to all those people. I'm trying to get Christine to come on. And if, you know, if Ian or Amy or Curtis happens to be listening and you want to call in and we can give you a shout out, that would be wonderful. But congratulations for what you do to promote the horse set and the whole equine line. And the results show, and it's pretty cool to see you guys get recognized. So I don't know if there was anyone else, someone like Sabella maybe, because I know that she was on that call. They are translated, and so just something to keep in mind when you are involved on one of the Zoom calls for Beamer, it might, you might say, oh, my God, it's all in German. Well, you do have to go down on the Zoom call, and typically it's at the bottom to be able, sometimes you have to click on more, sometimes on a global icon, but you have to be able to click on that to be able to translate into your own language so you can understand it. So I know that there was a number of people from the U.S. on that call, and if you want to share any other impressions, I was just, you know, my impressions were definitely that it was interesting to see how similar what they do is to what we do. One of the, I think it was the teacher talks about one of the things that she does, and certainly I've done it a couple times myself, but just something to consider is that when someone is maybe unsure of what, you know, they're not sure if this is going to help them or help their horse, that you know, she makes a commitment to them to say, look, if you try this for, I think it was about 6 months, if you try this and you use it every day and you and I communicate about what's going on with your horse and what you're doing so that I know that you're using it properly, then in fact, if you don't think that this has made a difference for your horse, I'll buy it back from you. And I will tell you what I've done that with humans or horses. I've never bought anything back. The people I know that do it, they've never bought anything back. And this woman also said that she's never been asked to do that because we know that Beamer works. It's just a matter of time. And so for people, and as long as they're really using it and paying attention, they're going to see some results. We just can't promise that when. So it looks like we have a hand here, and I think I know who that might be. So let me click on this. And there we go. Okay, area code 805, you're live on Blog Talk. What's going on?
Good morning. Grandma got run over by a pickup, otherwise known as Jan Hopp from Central Coast, California. Hi. Yeah, Pass Robles. Can I talk about what not to do in trying to sell a Beamer horse set?
Yes, you absolutely can.
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
Well, I have a negative and then I have a positive to tell you. I have two stories. I'll be as quick as I can. I went to the fairgrounds and loaded my fold-up wagon that my granddaughter bought me. I tell you that thing, and it's orange, of course, with a zero-gravity chair, the human Beamer and the horse Beamer and the neck applicator. And I schlepped that up and down through traffic about five blocks and in the heat to the fairgrounds. And I went to the stables and I talked to three, four people. I tried to get this wagon put away somewhere so that I wouldn't have to schlep it everywhere. And I couldn't do it. Nobody would be responsible for these, you know, expensive medical devices. So I'm dragging it around, Yeah, and so
at least you got real, Jan. At least.
Pardon?
You know, at least you had real.
Yeah. Right, for sure. Oh, that, yeah. But that didn't seem to matter after all of that, and then dragging it back to the car and loading, unloading, whatever. Don't ever do that, people, because, you know, you can't set a chair up anywhere, especially if it's mostly sunny and people are running all over. You know, I was in the animal area with the kids, too, and you got to set up a booth. And definitely, and that was like about $4,000, so I didn't do it. But I did that one day, and then I went back the next day without the cart, and it was a lot easier, but I had a bunch of family, kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. But let me tell you, remember how we're always told, oh, you don't have to pass out cards. You don't have to have business cards. Get their business card, their information. Well, let me tell you, people, I went to a fundraiser for a horse sanctuary over 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago, and it was in the neighborhood, and so I set up the human beamer and was giving beamer sessions to people free of charge, of course, and I didn't have the horse beamer at that time. So here I get a call 3 days ago, three mornings ago, from a woman that talked to me about the beamer at that horse sanctuary fundraiser, but she never got a beamer session. So she wanted to buy a beamer. And I said, well, meet me at our local drugstore downtown. I'll give you a session, and then we can order your beamer. Well, she gave me all her information and everything. Then she started questioning, many, many questions, which, you know, we love a lot of questions. And so we went back and forth, and I said, well, just think about it. You know, do you sleep on it tonight? Well, yesterday was the last day to order at the sale price. So I talked to her three more times in the morning, and I finally said, you know, I don't think you should invest in a beamer today. Wait and see what happens, because I want you to be 150% sure that you want a beamer. And so I kind of took it away from her, and then it wasn't much longer after that she texted me and called me back. I was in another building on the property, and I heard the voicemail, and I saw the text. I called her, and she says, I want to order it today. So give your business cards out. Give your business cards out. You never know. She had my business card in a drawer for almost 4 years.
Well, your turn was up, it sounds like. That's excellent, excellent feedback. And you're right. Sometimes, you know, I will say also that, you know, printing out a brochure, that's going to cost you a little bit. You want to investigate what the print options are through Beamer or through your local provider. You can do something less expensive by using some of the blogs that we had. We haven't had new ones, but the old ones that we have are really good. They're talking, you know, there are things about why athletes need Beamer, how you can recover faster in terms of on the horse side. Those blogs in your back office distributed library, they're usually done so you can print them two-sided, but it gives people something to go back and look at. And you can personalize those because they're PDFs. So I'm delighted that, you know, you put it out there. And, you know, the more you put it out there, the law of averages says at some point somebody's going to find your card in a drawer and go, gosh, I really need to hear somebody to call. And I love the fact that you didn't push her, too. You know, because I came up against that myself a little bit with the price change, just saying, look, you know, it's your choice. I just like to, you know, I know you've been thinking about the Beamer, and I'd like you to be able to take advantage of this before there's a price adjustment. And people really appreciated that. It never ceases to amaze me how many wait until the last minute to take advantage of it, but they did, God bless them. So I think, you know, people like to have a choice.
And that's one reason why I'm excited about the new options on the new classic set, where you can choose between the bee bed and the bee body for the people. And so I like the fact that you also talked about how many phone calls you had with her, because people, very few people make a decision instantaneously. Now, they might have heard about Beamer from, you know, other people in their barn or, you know, on their circuit, whatever, but typically they're going to take a while to kind of assess it. And we know with Beamer that that's why we say bodies on Beamer and Beamer's on bodies. You know, that's let the horse do the talking for you. And another reason why we recommend is if you do provide sessions or a demo session, that as long as the horse is not being rehabbed and they're, you know, in riding condition, that, you know, the riders ride the horse after the session and see what they notice. And you don't want to prep them to what, you know, what you think they should notice, but just see, you know, see what they may give you feedback. And there may be some and there may not be. I would say the majority of times with me, they notice something. And so, you know, heightening their awareness as to the behavior and the movement of their horse is something that, you know, that's, they're the ones who are the experts about their own animals.
I only had business cards at that event. Since then, I've gotten brochures. I've got the big magazines that I give out. I'm very generous with everything because I have a lot of them. But this was only one business card, and I didn't even have her information. So I think God does that. I think he's got a hand in it, because that's what happened with me with the human Beamer, and that's how I ordered it, because God told me I didn't have the darn money. And this woman even said, that's expensive. And I said, only to the people that don't have a Beamer. But the event that made her call me was she went to emergency. She had she had something happen that scared her. And that's why she called me. So you just never know.
And that's it. You never know, because we know that life events happen every single day. Your horse can be perfectly sound all its life, and unfortunately, something happens, instantly, you know, the world has changed. So your priorities change, and you start scrambling to go, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And so if they have, and that's why we kind of, why we definitely recommend, you know, reaching out to people that you're working with, whether it's, you know, checking in with your customers to see what they're noticing with their horses and how, what they're loving about it. And then, you know, asking those people too to say, well, you know, do you have anybody, you know, have you talked about this with any of your friends that, you know, I'd like to be able to follow up with them if so. And, you know, I'd be very grateful if you would, you know, give me a referral for them, and I will offer you something in return. Now, that's a personal choice on your part, but that's something that I do all the time, and that's at least half of the business that I do is referral business.
Referral business, give them a commission. I pay a commission for a referral, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. You wouldn't know that person otherwise. And it gets them thinking in that frame of mind to say, well, it makes them want to talk about it. And so that's why it's even more important that you've trained them properly how to get the best out of their unit, so that they're not out there doing, you know, hour sessions and talking about that and giving the wrong impressions. It comes back to you. And so I do want to follow up, though, on another thing that you said, Jan, and thank you for calling in, because this really helps, is to say, when you went to the horse show and you said, you know, it was a big vendor fee, something that I would recommend if you're in that situation in the future is to say, did you check in with the show office and tell them that you were there?
Yes.
Good. Oh, good. Yes. Good. You paid attention. So sometimes the show office might be able to tell you, gee, if you want to, you know, particularly like if you said, you guys are working long and hard here, I'd like to offer you a little, you don't even have to have it for 8 minutes, maybe even a little 4 minutes, pick me up. And so, you know, is there someplace I can set up here? So don't forget the staff when you go to places like that. And whenever I'm a vendor, I always make sure that I make the rounds and talk with my, you know, my neighbors, and because they're long days as a vendor. And, you know, a lot of times they're on their feet the whole time. Or the people running the show, you know, they might be there. It might be a 14, 16-hour day for them. And so it's hard to get them to take the time. That's why I say it doesn't even have to be 8 minutes. But, you know, you make that little offer to them, and that might then give you a place in their tent or their space or something like that that you could then also take advantage of otherwise. So just I want to encourage you to also offer it to the people that are working there, not just who the competitors are. Now, there's something else that you could also think about in a horse show, and you would want to, again, check with the show office and make sure also that there's no Beamer's person there that has a vendor, you know, tent, because that would not be fair to them. But sometimes you can rent a stall that's a tack room and ask, you know, and you know, it. Every show would be different. You'd have to talk to the organizers and see if that was available, if they'd let you do that, so that you could be closer to where the horses are. But it's something to at least investigate. Because then you'd be in one of the barn rows, and you could go around and put up signs on the bulletin boards, or you could perhaps pay something to the show office to put, usually it's only for their vendors, but you never know unless you ask to say, I'll give you a, can I put a flyer in with the registers, with the competitors' packages, or just some, do they have a table where they've got information? So that people might pick something up, that's where brochures would be good too. So each circumstance is very different. Again, you'd always want to respect the fact if there was a Beamer person there, you wouldn't do that. But if there isn't anybody else there, you might see what the show office would work out with you. Some might be very accommodating, and others might have rules that said, no, we're not going to do that. But just a few possibilities or ideas to consider. So
great ideas. Anyway, I wrote them all down, Cindy. And I did send you that picture of the Harris stage lines with those huge four horses. And you corrected me on what kind of horse they were. You want to talk about that?
Well, it just. I think probably when we talk about draft horses, probably the most famous draft horses pull the Budweiser, you know, wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And those horses are Clydesdale. But there's a lot of different breeds of draft horses. And you can typically recognize them by their coloration. And sometimes, like the Clydesdales, they leave their big, they call them feathers. Did you know that horses have feathers? typically the ones that are the most uniform. They try and make a match very well for the team, but they've got four white socks, and they have long. They leave the long fur on, you know, down in the fetlock area. So those are feathers. And they have to be super clean, and they're beautiful and white. And then those are kind of a thing that's very common for the Clydesdales. And most other breeds don't, that's not something that they do. So the ones that you sent me the pictures of were Belgians. And, again, they're very popular, but a different color pattern. So, you know, if you don't want to get, if you don't want to misspeak and say that there's a, you know, a certain breed of horse, just know that those big horses are all come into the category of being called drafts. So, and thank you for sending that picture. So here's my next thing for you to put on your wish list, Jen, is for you to have a little scooter that could pull your little Beamer cart behind you. Or a little ATV or something like that, and I know that you could make it be really cute. So,
a Beamer scooter.
Yes.
A Beamer scooter.
The golf carts, like that they use at the horse show. You know.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I'd be able to do that at the fairgrounds, though. But okay, yeah.
Yes, you would.
Golf cart. Oh.
If they rent. It shows that are in a certain location for a long period of time, there's usually an on-site rental facility there for those carts. Because if you're a competitor and you have to haul all your tack and, you know, hay and all kinds of things back and forth, they rent those little carts. And usually you have to reserve them in advance. But that's another thing to investigate, that you might be able to rent one. Obviously, you couldn't take it off the showgrounds to go down to your house, but that you could schlep things back and forth without making it be something you were doing manually. Anyway, those are just some ideas for you, because I know that you're...
Oh, that's so good. You know, and I don't even have to pay for all of this information and training. Wow. Free of charge. Thank you. I'm serious.
Well,
you know, this is good... This is really good information, and I'll bet you a dollar to a donut there are other people on this call that are like me and don't know much about horses but want to learn. So I appreciate all of your information and your help and support, Cindy. You're the best. You're the best. You're a rock star.
Well, so are you, and I appreciate you calling in and helping me out, because you're the only person who wants to talk to me so far today, so I was lonely, Jan. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Make it a great Thursday.
Yeah. It already is. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay,
thanks, Cindy.
Thank you. Do we have anybody else that wants to ask a question? If not, I got a couple things to talk about. Oh, good. All right. Area code 540. 540, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, Cindy. It's Marley.
Ah!
Dr. Marley.
Yay!
In the house. Can you hear me okay?
Thanks for calling in to help rescue me.
I don't want to leave Cindy lonely out there. That's not good. You know, we want to keep Cindy in the highest regard because you are amazing. I was really enjoying the conversation. I have a little bit of it's kind of like the silence before the storm, because I have a lot of wrap-up from the crazy, crazy, crazy last few days before the price increase.
Yeah.
So I have orders to confirm. My team really rocked it. And so I just decided not to look at too many messages at the moment and just take a little moment for me, because we've been going 3 days nonstop, you know, in the phone call, computer, and all that.
It's been crazy.
It's been crazy.
Yes, Dr. Marlies, why do you think people wait to the last minute? That just totally baffles me.
I do it too.
You know
me very well, because we've been in many different projects together. And you know exactly that's what I do. So I don't blame people. I honestly like the feeling of it, the adrenaline, and like let's get this done. Let's get people off of the fence. You know, either yes or no. You know, let's make that decision. And I like it. And I got most done what I did. We got a lot of business insights in the process, because we noticed, you know, our follow-up process needs some further attention, and we got some new goals to set. But what I wanted to say, the focus for me this past month with the lower prices ending was obviously to get a horse set in people's hands that had been thinking about it. But other than that was the neck applicator. And, I really... I'm not going to say, you know, I don't like the word push too much, but I did push it. So I did I did strongly made it into the awareness of people that it's really such a staple to the horse set and to the healthcare routine of their horses and the performance of their horses, whatever horse it may be. And as far as our team results and our results, I've been very happy with that. A lot of neck applicators, went into the hands of the people. And I'm so proud of that. And one thing I did was I did make a little video of, where I put the neck applicator. It was actually on my mannequin, not even on the real horse. But I showed them, literally 30, 40 seconds or so, I showed them how to attach it and how large it is and, how robust it is. And that really literally sold a couple because there are people sitting on the fence and they said, yeah, we can use the cuffs, we can use the cuffs. And I'm like, ladies, you're overlooking the legs of the horse. The neck is one-third of the whole horse. The whole horse gets operated out of the head and neck.
Yeah.
How can you ignore that? And, yes, we have lost the cuffs for the 3 years that we didn't have the neck. But now, further insight makes you wiser. And now we have the neck.
Yeah.
Obviously, very intelligent researchers and veterinarians have developed it. And now we have something that really complements this set. And so, and we need that attention to the legs. So since I have the neck, I actually spend proper attention to the legs because I'm not constantly putting the cuffs on the pole and the lower neck and the mid-neck and having to do that multiple times
right. Because
it doesn't cover all the way. So that really resonated with people. So I'm just excited about that my neck applicator mission was a success.
Yeah, well, it was a good focus. I mean, I did the same thing, basically, to go back to all my horse set people to say, yeah, I know we had this workaround to use the cuffs, but then, those six coils are all along the top line. They're not getting down on the cervical vertebrae. It's hard to get into the pole area. This is different, and I love the fact that one of our ambassadors, who's just the amazing Hope Glenn, who's widely known and respected within the hunter-jumper community, both as a competitor as well as a clinician and a judge. But she, she commented that she particularly was waiting for and loves the neck applicator. And she said that the whole combination now of using being able to have the cuffs and the blanket and the neck applicator is what she calls the high-performance package. And when somebody from stature tells you, hey, I noticed your horse is, doing this, why don't you try that? If you want to take it to the next level, high performance package. I think that's powerful.
I love it. You know what?
Yeah.
And that is, I love that. I'm going to absolutely adopt saying that, the high performance package. Thank you for that. Cindy, we are working on a special project with Ian and a few others. And it relates to the neck applicator. You probably know, can guess what it is. And if you could just get that 30, 40-second testimonial on video from Hope, that would be so awesome, and we need it in the next couple weeks.
Let me talk with Ian about that. Yeah. Depends on where she is.
Wherever she is, except for in the bathroom, she can grab her phone and record a 30, 40-second testimonial just like we do. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Okay, I'll ask. Okay,
and,
we'll try.
That was really, because like how powerful it is, like you say it now, everyone's got to hear this. And, the other thing I did is, of course, when I am at shows or in barns or demos and people have the horse, that of course I show the neck applicator to them. Oftentimes I borrow it to them during the show so they can use it for a couple of days and get their hands on it. So that's, that's all things I do to make them see the difference. And, of course, explaining what you just said, the science behind it, that it goes to the vertebrae and the whole nervous system. Yeah, so anyway, it's been good. I'm excited and I'm glad
congratulations.
It's
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're always at the top and you're always out there. doing things for us.
Well,
and I just, you know, I appreciate so much it. For those of you that don't know, when you send something in to the Medical Expert Center for Equine, it's Dr. Marlise who's going to respond to you and, you know, give her a little time leeway. But,
and,
you know, you do a lot for us. And thank you.
Well, you do too, and so do others. I really regretted it that I missed the European focus call about the horse said business, and I hope it's recorded. I'm not understanding why it would not be issued. You can tell me if there was anything non-compliant in it. But so I missed Anna Taylor and the German lady's presentation. So I hope that will get, because I know most of my team surely couldn't be on at that time of day.
Yeah,
so
it was the middle of the day.
So I hope
it was good.
You know,
it was good. I hope they used some excerpts from it, from, you know, little video clips. That would be smart if they can do that.
Yeah.
And again, you know, Hannah was cut short by thunderstorms, but you know what she said. She's so articulate and so passionate and so qualified. I mean, you can't
she
help
is.
But be, you know, impressed. So I do hope they use that. And it's just sometimes, you know, we kind of have to ask, because we still haven't gotten a recording from the last international, you know, the horse workshop. That's also what people are asking for. We didn't
get that either.
So,
those are staples to, if we really have those, because, you know, why invent the wheel if it's already there? That would be amazing if we had that available. Yep.
Yeah, it would be. I'm as long as I have you on the phone, I'm going to ask you to stay on for just a second, and you can add an opinion if you wouldn't mind, Marlise. But one of the things I wanted to just bring up, because things are constantly changing within the horse world, and the medical aspect of the horse world, and what rules are applicable for different disciplines. And specifically when we're talking about the racetrack, there's an organization called HISA, and that stands for Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, which is a mouthful. But, you know, they're very influential on what can and cannot be used in terms of modalities and therapies in conjunction with, you know, active racing. And so something that came out, and it's not final as I understand it, but this was a change that came out again in July, and it was a notice about medical therapeutic devices. And here's the, you know, go down the rabbit hole, requiring an external power source. But they're prohibiting within 48 hours prior to the start of a published post time for a race that they cannot use, and they're talking about PEMF, and including lasers, nebulizers, electromagnetic blankets, and whirlpool boots. Now, those are, you know, there's some gray area there, and I know that, you know, there will be a lot of ongoing discussion about this, but I want our audience, particularly those that, you know, might think that there's a great opportunity within the racehorse community to pursue something, to be aware of the fact that there are rules like this that, you know, can impact Beamer. And certainly, you know, we've worked through that a lot with the FEI for their disciplines, because of our low intensity, low frequencies. We've kind of skated underneath their prohibition, if you will. But the racing community, it looks like there will be some more ongoing issues. And so I just want to heighten people's awareness about that, if that is within your line of sight as to something you want to pursue. Make sure that you're talking about that, and that you have an awareness, and it'd be good to ask questions about that, because certainly, you know, if you're talking to a trainer, they're going to know everything. So this is kind of a moving target. I don't know, Marlise, if you have any opinions about that, but this was not what I would have called good news. To throw us into a group of other devices which perhaps are more considered for the safe
So,
yes or no, you can comment or not.
Yes, Cindy, I have no comments or opinions on that at the moment, also because it's still very vague. But it's very important that people are aware of this happening and that they may run into this, into the consequences of this. That's where I'm at the moment.
Cool. Okay, well, thank you. I didn't know if you had heard something that I hadn't, and I know that... you know, Ian specializes in a lot of, he works with a lot of trainers, so maybe he'll have some feedback. But again, it's just bringing this to people's awareness. So anyway, thank you for sharing what your focus on the neck applicator, and congratulations on the fact that a lot of people responded to it. And for you to make just a little video that shows them about it is, you know, that personalization and, you know, brought it real to them. And that's a good idea. We don't use use our phones enough. And, geez, you know, we got all this high-tech equipment right there at our fingertips. This is something something that we also do on the human side is to say, for people to say, this is what you do, this is the button that you push, and they're, you know, and it's 30 seconds long, and people get it rather than having to go onto their computer and pull up a link or something like that. It's just something that's short enough that you can, you know, be able to text it. And I think those are real powerful little tools. So good idea.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we try to incorporate more and more. Well, thank you, Cindy. I'm glad I could keep your company for a little bit, and great job on doing the blog talk, and I'll be talking to you very soon, I'm sure.
Thank you, Marlies. I'll work on your project.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, super. So, well, let's see. Thank you to both Jen and Marlies for helping give us some content today. Do we have anybody else who was either on that the sales call talked about horses yesterday who wants to share some comments, or anybody who wants to talk about your successes? I hope that if you've been selling the horse set to people, that every rider knows, every owner, every person that bought that horse set and hopefully the neck applicator, that they also know that there is a human unit and that you have gotten them a demo so that they can experience what their horse is liking so much. And I really strongly suggest if you haven't done that, to go back to people to make sure that, you know, you can ask them, how are you liking what you have with the horses? What are you noticing? And, you know, to say, I'd like to be able to offer you a demo so that you could feel it yourself. And then you're going to find out about, you know, all the riding injuries they might have had over the years, or the fact that, you know, they've got low back issues or whatever. So many riders have that are really professional, or like, you know, they're riding all day long for their work, if you will. So many riders are in a position that they have tailbone issues. And, you know, Beamer, the human Beamer is just excellent to be able to use in the car or the truck on the way to wherever you're going, at the barn or something. And it's just the fact that it only goes, you know, you only need 8 minutes perhaps, and you can take it with you, and the batteries work and all that. It's just invaluable to people who are on the go and constantly taxing and pushing their body. So if you haven't shown those riders and owners what the potential is for Beamer, I really strongly encourage you to do so, because then they can hopefully understand that if they have issues, their horses are going to have to compensate for those issues. And not everybody always thinks about that. They just think, oh, I'm going to spend the money on my horse, I'm not important. Or, I'll use the horse unit on myself, which we know is not advisable. And we never recommend that people do that, because it's made for horses specifically, not for people. So do we have anybody else with comments? Or to see if you want to share a story? I would love to hear a story. We haven't had a testimonial in a while. Okay. Let's see. I went through my list. I will tell you that I have to confirm this, but I do believe that we're working on a biosecurity to talk about next week, and that I, at least my planning is to have two very special guests to really go dive deep into that topic. So look forward to that, and I will put something out there on the Facebook page about it in that respect. Anything else do we have? Okay, folks, we've gone a fair amount of time today, so I'm going to say if we have nothing else, I'm going to thank again Dr. Marlise and Grandma Jan and for calling in. If you have other questions and you think about it, please put them in the Facebook page for the IBDs, or you can I'm going to take back that offer. I have more emails than I know what to do with. So hold on to those questions until next week, but think about specifically, because we're in the midst of show season, we're talking about biosecurity. It's really important to understand what's involved in that, and there's a lot of kind of levels of understanding. So kind of think about your questions in advance, if you will. And other than that, I'm going to wish that you have a lot of new customers, that you're going to check out what the new packages are for in terms of the classic options with the B-Bed and B-Body. And think about those horse sit owners that don't know about this yet, and you're going to use that to your advantage. And all of us have some follow-up to do as a result of this hectic price adjustment, if you will. Although I'm very grateful we had as much lead time as we did to be able to prep people for it. And I'm excited personally for within my own team as for the IBDs that made a decision that they've been thinking about either the horse sit or the Evo, that they did take advantage of that. And I think that's going to make a big difference. So exciting time, busy time. Follow up with your customers, make sure they know how to use what they have, and ask them what they're noticing. And then after they're starting to notice things that are wonderful, ask them if they know anybody that also who's working with, with their horses seriously, maybe has an issue that you could also help. So if you don't ask, you'll never know, because people are not usually in the frame of mind to offer. So I do encourage you to do that. Anyway, thanks for your time today, and I hope that you have an excellent start to August, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot coming on, so make sure that you are reaching out to more people so that they know what this gift of this amazing therapy is. Thank you so much, everybody, and have an excellent rest of the week. See you next week again for Horse Blog Talk. And we'll have some, I hope we'll have our exciting guests. Thank you so much.